from hope to fear. What a difference a few years make. 4 years ago, the Obama presidency sent a palpable sense of relief across the country and around the world. Even so, Obama looks increasingly like he'll win re-election, especially if Romney insists on helping him by stepping on his tongue. 4 years ago, hope and change were the mantra of the day, captivating millions. But history can't be made every day. Americans are terrified of the looming economic crisis gripping the nation. The rightists are afraid Obama will establish new and larger government programs. Leftists fear that Romney will scuttle the so-called Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, and decimate other social programs. But truth is, both are essentially advocates of austerity. One wants to slap people with it. The other slaps you as well. He hated to do it. Austerity is a strategy to cut off social services and privatize it. Fear is the night side of democracy. It is its alter ego. And the politics of fear always result in loss, not gains. As Europe begins to tumble, the economics of fear sails across the Atlantic, and it infects U.S. politics, and before long, everything else.
We have become used to thinking that we have a right to all that we have, no matter what damage we do to the earth or to other people. We have become detached and disconnected from reality. We have become detached from the earth. We have become detached from the feelings and lives of people elsewhere if it interferes with our right to maintain our lifestyle and standard of living. I would submit to you that we're on a course leading to inevitable annihilation. Martin Luther King said, the issue is not between violence and nonviolence, it's between nonviolence and non-existence. The course we're on in the first world is a course of ultimate destruction. Do we want to be part of this course of ultimate destruction, or do we want to be part of hope and affirmation and justice? For all people of the earth, and for the earth itself, without which we cannot live.